Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are on with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And today is Wednesday, February the 4th.
Yes, girl.
Are we already in the second month of the year?
Yes, we are. Black History Month.
How about that? We are in Black History Month.
Yes.
And for some of us, Black History is a 365-day-a-year affair.
Amen.
However,
that a tone of our skin.
I'm saying. However, we get on the national stage in February. So
yes,
we are always thankful for our brothers and sisters that came before us in the struggle.
That's right.
And affected change in this country and in the world.
And thank you.
And so we always like to affect change. And that's why our goal is
to shine peace, love, harmony, light, and positivity on each and every one that we come in contact with. And that's why they call us Partners in Shine.
So at some point in the future, it's going to be February and Black History Month, and they're going to say, these two young ladies, Leonette and Monica, were Partners in Shine. They literally discovered and effectively critiqued and honed the skill of shining.
Bam.
Boom and boom again.
Kapow. Shine.
So I would also like, I want to send a shout out. I didn't get a chance to do this last week. So last week, not only my aunt Norma Woody had a birthday, but my grandmother.
Listen. Okay.
I said that I dropped the ball.
Yes.
So I'm picking it back up.
That's right.
So my grandmother, bless her heart, Ruth Williams, out of Northwest Washington, D.C., had a 93rd birthday. She is 93 years young, honey.
Totally awesome.
And I'm going to just tell you something. She will sit there and cross those little legs and say, I still look good. Thank
and I
you.
I know she does.
And she does.
Yes.
And she does. So shout out to my beautiful grandmother for her birthday. It's always a pleasure to just see, you know, people go through life and be at an upward age and still kicking.
Yes.
So because right. The opposite is that I always say it's better to be overheeled than under it, because you be pushing up daisies, and
right there.
None of us want to do that.
Pushing up daisies.
Huh. I'm saying. Some people like to say that you could be that you are feeding the plants, right? That you are like
For me, I have no problem meeting my creator. I'm looking forward to the day. So if my body wants to push up some daisies while my spirit is working for eternal life.
Working it out.
Yes, and seeing my maker.
Cool,
I look forward to that.
Okay,
yes. I know most people don't feel like I do, but I look forward to that.
Okay.
But I do understand, and happy belated birthday, Grandma. And I actually want to give you some props, Leonette, because you made a mistake. You shouldn't have left Grandma out last week. I'm going to just say, like, you know how grandmas are important to us.
I know.
90-some years old,
yes.
93.
Yes.
So,
yes.
But I'm glad you came back and corrected it this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because that's what it's all about, is acknowledging what we do and our errors and
absolutely
and fixing it and moving forward.
Interestingly, that is one of the characteristics of very successful people.
Absolutely.
Is that when you make a mistake, you own it and you take care of it and then you move on.
That's
because
it.
When you don't, it actually, you know, it's avoiding the mistake that is really the problem, because it lingers. So you have all this energy that you put into the mistake. Right? You don't want to talk about it, trying to hide it,
right.
Scoot it under the bed, on the floor, put it in the corner. And
who, me?
What me? I didn't, whatever it was, what me?
What me?
So instead of just dealing with it like, you know what, it was my bad, let's move forward, right?
That didn't happen.
Exactly. So,
right. I commend you for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's why you're my partner in shine.
Good looking. So, for anyone that would like to talk to Leonette and Monica today, you can reach us at 410-481-1010 for our local listeners, And for our listeners across the country and the world, you can reach us at 1-877-704-1010.
That's it.
And if you would like to have some one-on-one time with Leonette and Monica, you can actually reach us at
www.lmmoney.com. That's www.lmmoney.com. Or you can actually text the word LM Money to the number 76626. So text LMMONEY to the number 76626.
Excellent. So here is what's great is that today we are talking to our listeners locally. However, in a couple of hours, we will be on a plane and we will be in the sunny, warm,
70 degrees.
Beautiful, yes, yes, Las yes. Vegas. Because yes. Our company is actually having its convention this weekend.
Oh,
and
yes.
We get to go and not only meet with the owners and the leaders and find out what we are, what the plan is for fiscal year 2015, but we also get to go and party it up in Las Vegas. So what we are going to do is make sure that we get some sunshine and bring it back with us next week.
Extra sunshine, listeners. So you're in for a treat. Extra sunshine. You think our listeners can handle that?
I don't know. I don't know, but we're going to find out. We're going to find out.
So I know they can.
Of course.
We prepared.
We have prepared them. So here is the question. Because today, I feel like the last couple of weeks I've been saying this is Keep It Real Wednesday.
Right.
We've been keeping it pretty real.
Yes, we have.
But today is actually Wake Up Wednesday.
Wake up, everybody.
Monica, okay. I didn't know they were going to get to hear you sing
My
today.
Bad. I know. I got excited.
Oh, snap. So we are looking to wake you up today on this here Wednesday, February 4th, 2015.
I should have had the alarm. Bah, 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 bah.
Because a lot of us are sleeping.
That's it.
And just because you're walking around with your eyes open doesn't mean you're awake. People effectively sleepwalk all the time.
Take us to that movie, The Matrix.
Ooh. How about that? Do you want the blue pill or the red pill? We can put you back in or we can pull you out.
How
what do you want to do?
And which one do you want?
Yes. So today, we feel like we're trying to give you the red pill. We're going to pull you out today. Now, you may want to go back to sleep when we're done with you. But for That's a little while, funny. Just for a little while, we're going to wake you up this morning, okay?
Good stuff.
So, here's the question. So, we're waking you up. The question is about control. It's literally time to take control. And what I want our listeners, as you're riding into your job this morning or as you're preparing lunch or you're preparing yourself to do whatever it is you do on a Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Do you have control? Do you have control of your income? Do you have control of your schedule? If you went into work today and said, I want to work 4 hours this week, but I still want the same pay. Do you think that your employer would be like, oh, all right. That's cool with me. We'll give you that. Or do you think they would look at you like you had a third eye?
More like the latter.
Exactly.
The third eye.
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about?
Get out of here. Stop playing. Mm-hmm. So do you have control of your benefits? Do you have control of your promotions? So if you, again, went into work and said, you know what? I've been here for 5 years, you know, on time most of the time, even when it rains, okay? So I feel like I'm ready for some upward mobility. I want to be vice president. Do you think that's even a possibility at your company?
Wow.
Like for someone who works at McDonald's or someone who works at General Dynamics or someone who works at a law office, you know,
right.
Whatever they work,
sure.
Someone that works for the government,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really an option for you to be in a position of power within that organization? Do you really have upward mobility or are you really only locked into where you are.
And most folks don't. Most don't. That's real.
And do you have control of your benefits in your retirement? So here's the thing, because you and I, a couple of weeks ago, were having this conversation as we were driving in about how our parents, under the old system, I think they both worked for the government. How they were taken care of, you know, once they retired for the rest of their life. You know, my mom worked in the federal government for over 35 years. Right. So she's under an old system and she gets a level of pension until the day she starts pushing up daisies. Right.
Right.
So
grandfathered in.
Exactly.
If you will.
However, for me and my generation, it's different. There's no pension program. What we had at most was a 401k or something that you can pay into that's based on the stock market.
And they make it look good. We'll match your funds.
Well, interestingly, in the 1970s, a law was passed that allowed employers to go to this type of system where they no longer had to provide lifelong coverage for their employees. So, you know, it was at before the world.
I have to laugh when lifelong got really long. Lifelong.
That's what happened. That's what people started living real good.
Right.
And at one point, the life expectancy was about, for African Americans, it was about to 55.
Mm-hmm.
And for Caucasians, it was about to 64. Mm-hmm. And so you consider that you think that you lifelong is really not lifelong.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But it starts to be this real burden.
Yes.
On employers because they didn't factor this in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you went from working for a company all your life, so you take care of the company, and then the company took
care of you.
Right?
Up until a certain age because they expected you to die.
Exactly.
Mm.
So when
push daisies up, as you say. Yes.
So when people stopped pushing up daisies as soon as they thought, they said, wait a minute.
How about that?
Are y'all messing with my bottom line around here? We got to do something different. So they literally actually lobbied the government to pass this law. So they passed it. And of course, you know, it happened in the 70s. It took a couple of years to really get it going.
Uh-huh,
right.
Uh-huh.
So they got it going and they sold to us this bill of goods of, listen, you can put your money into this vehicle. Right. And we'll match it.
Right.
Up to a certain percentage, and you'll get write-offs, right? You'll get you have the option of it going way higher than what you
put in. Write-offs. Let's just explain to our listeners.
So what happens
with
when you put money into a retirement vehicle,
mm-hmm.
right? From your through your employer or even personally,
right?
Because it's money that you're not getting until you retire.
Mm-hmm.
It actually reduces your burden as far as your taxes because you can write it off as amount of your income because
right.
it is after tax dollars,
right?
So you've been taxed. You take these dollars, you put in a vehicle, so that would be double taxation
exactly
if they taxed you twice,
right?
So that's what they sell to you, right? So, cause a lot of people don't have write-offs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a write-off. And then you're putting this money away for your future. And it's gonna grow 8 to 10% and it's gonna compound and you're gonna get. So but what really ends up happening, as we all know, is that the stock market is like going to Las Vegas.
Mm.
It's a crapshoot.
How about that? Yes.
And instead of getting all the money you thought you were going to get, there are ups and downs. So literally, when it's all said and done, you can look at it. And yeah, you have some money in there because you put money in. But it could literally be the same amount of money if you had just put it into your savings account
How
for 20
that?
Years.
Right. Real talk.
So with that being said, I'm going to keep talking about this on the other side of the break because I want
right.
to educate our listeners
That's
on what's
what
really
about.
Going on about control.
That's
all right?
right.
So here's Wake Up Wednesday with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
Welcome back. You are on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.
And this segment of our episode is being brought to you by the Divine Order Network. And what is their goal, Monica?
Our goal is to show you how to put money back in your pockets. Anybody out there need more money in their pockets?
As we are here around tax time.
How about that?
That is actually when most people know how to get money back in their pockets, right? That refund. Here's the thing about the refund is that what in fact is, it's a refund. So you have given someone your money and exactly. You've let them use it for a year.
Make money off of your money.
And then after they've used it, they say, okay, we'll give you some back.
Yeah, but you have to actually qualify to get your money back from us. Yeah.
Where'd they do that at?
Is that control, Leonette?
It isn't. It is the opposite of control. Exactly. It's the farthest thing from control. So as people, that's the only way people know how to put money back in their pockets. So we're trying to wake them up and give them some new ways.
There you go. So we say contact us at www.lmmoney.com. That's www.lmmoney.com or text the word LM Money to the number 76626. That's LMMONEY to the number 76626.
And for anyone that would like to talk to Leonette and Monica in the studio today, they can actually call us if they are local at 410-481-1010. Or if they are out of the area, they can contact us at 1-877-704-1010. All right, so let's take a step back to the Matrix. The whole situation that we find ourselves in. So again, the 401k and yes. retirement vehicles are literally like going to Las Vegas. You let it ride on 8 Black.
Oh gosh.
Right?
Let it ride for years and years on 8 Black.
Okay. And you look around and depending on what 8 Black was, you could either have the same amount of money that you would have had if you had just put it in a savings account, or you could actually come out
under
less.
Your mattress and didn't have a fire.
How about that? or you could come out on the bottom of the game, which is what people have seen over the last 15 years. Because, you know, if you consider, we've had many bubbles, right?
Yes.
We had the IT bubble. Mm-hmm. We had all those startups in the late 90s, early 2000s, right?
That's right.
We've had the commodities bubble where mm-hmm. barrels of oil went up to $179 a barrel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people got money off of that. But then when it went back down, because it's about $90 a barrel now, they lost money, right?
That's right.
And then you've had the housing bubble, right? Mm-hmm. Where homes have appreciated. Nowhere in history has a house appreciated like 30%, 50% year over year. But for some reason, we thought that, you know what? We are changing the game. This house that has been here since 1906.
How about that?
And there has been nothing done to it.
Nothing.
Such and them bought it for $45,000. But for some reason, I think that it's worth $745,000. So
with an unfinished basement
and no central heating or air.
Mm-hmm.
So
that we were sold that
we were.
Mm-hmm.
So
and we believed it.
Crapshoot. So when you put your money into things like that, depending on where you are in the bubble when you retire, will determine what money you have in your retirement account.
How about that?
And you have to consider that these accounts are based on, again, stocks and bonds, right?
Yes.
Who amongst us outside of a stockbroker or financial planner even knows how to manage something like that? Like, how do you even know what to pick?
Effectively. Yes. So it's working for you.
So who does that benefit,
I know I
really?
Didn't.
I didn't
My either. 401k was like, are you kidding me?
So, again, control.
Yes.
Control.
Yes.
So, some periodicals that were actually on a stand, okay, and Fortune Magazine, mm-hmm. consider this because, you know, a lot of our listeners are at a later time in their life, right? So, finished at 40.
That's a later time. Excuse me.
Wait a
minute.
I never said that they were old. I said a later time. Later is all relative. It's later than 20.
Right.
It's later than 31.
And you're exactly right.
Okay.
and I'm in that group. So, yes.
Can you stop giving the sister a hard time?
And we are not finished at 40, are we, listeners? Exactly. Come on, I need my folks on the road.
honk if you hear us, okay?
We are not finished at 40.
50 and fired.
Absolutely not.
Where did my career go? And this is the saddest one. Will I ever be able to retire? So, I'm proud to say it. I'm 37, okay?
That's right.
Since I've been in the workforce, the retirement age has gone up, right? So, it started at like 65. It went to 67. And I always say, by the time I'm done, it ain't going to be no retired age. You're just going to fall into the grave, and that's when you retire.
And that's when you're pushing up daisies.
And that's when the work is done, right?
That's when it's done.
So with that being said,
Time Magazine says, will I ever be able to retire with Granny on skates holding a hamburger, serving it up to her customers? Her customers.
Let me just tell you something. So I just had a conversation about my grandmother turning 93.
Exactly. Yes.
I can't imagine going into Walmart or going into the McDonald's.
The Sonic is like with the skates and all.
And seeing my grandmother come up to me and say, can I take your order?
Thank you.
That was no one's
plan. Two burgers and fries.
Would you like a super sauce?
Do you have a shake with that? No. Yes. No grandma's plan.
Exactly. No no grandma or grandfather.
That's right.
No one wants to do that in their later years.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So, but if you don't have control, right? Mm-hmm. And in this instance, control of the economy.
Right.
Right. Control. I'm certain that when they planned, they thought this money is going to cover me until I push up those days, right?
Exactly.
But little did they know that gas, when you pulled up, was going to be $3.75 a gallon, right?
That?
They didn't know that the price of milk and bread was going to more than double, right?
Yes,
they didn't know
exactly
that it was going to cost them, for some people sometimes, $300 to $400 to heat their home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't know that because in 1950, 1940, that was not the way of the world.
Right. Right.
So
let's not get to prescriptions and medical bills.
Exactly, because unfortunately, yes. Which is the reason actually a lot of elderly people take a job is because it can literally come down to, am I going to get my prescription to keep me alive?
Yes.
Or am I going to have a meal today?
Exactly. Yes. Very sad, but it's real.
It's real.
Reality.
So control.
Control. That's right.
And what is so unfortunate, is that, you know, here we are in 2015. And when I even think back at that time, we had so many more business owners. You know, we're in Black History Month.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, prior to the 1960s and the passing of the Civil Rights Bill,
mm-hmm.
When we were, in fact, forced to only live and work amongst ourselves, we had more business owners that were African American than we do today.
Isn't that awesome? I mean, awful. Isn't that awful?
It's awesome and awful.
Okay.
It's awesome because even at a time when we were very oppressed as far as our civil rights in this country and around the world, we were still blossoming and we were still doing very well.
Yes.
We just found a way, right? It's awful.
Worked it out.
Because we have more access and now we're doing worse. You know, it's kind of like when you break a leg, right? So when your legs are fine and you got to walk and use and muscles get strong, and,
yeah.
right? But when you break a leg and you got to rely on a crutch,
yes.
right? And if it's extended, at some point you actually have to go and relearn mobility and use of your muscles,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's
so
right.
Because it becomes weakened, it gets accustomed to leaning on the crutch.
Right.
And I feel like that is what has happened to us, is that we have become accustomed to leaning on the crutch of employment and working for someone else, as opposed to taking control and determining our own way in the world.
Gotcha.
So
right.
So at that time, when we had more business owners, you actually pulled up online Black Wall Street.
That's
as
right.
We were talking about Wall Street and stockbrokers and, mm-hmm. you know. But Black Wall Street actually had nothing to do with the stock market.
Right.
It was an area in Tulsa, Oklahoma that was majority Black. And it was a thriving time. Like
yes.
All they had were business owners. They owned property at a time when most Black people did not.
Yes. They own airport, actually.
How about that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
real talk. African Americans had their own airports. Wow.
That's something to think about, right?
Yes.
As we're going to the airport.
Yeah, exactly.
In a couple of
today.
Hours. So I'm going to take this to the phone. I'm going to pick this back up, but I
okay.
just want to talk
let's,
to our
let's
callers.
Let's not forget where we left
we are
off.
Not.
Good stuff. We want to make sure.
Good morning.
Okay. You're right. I was just listening in, and this is the first time I'm hearing the show, and it's some good information that you're sharing. I wanted to know, what do you think is the issue is that our folks, our community, are hesitant at this time to open businesses? I'm a business owner. I own the land of Kush, me and my husband. We've been open 5 years. I have a decent financial aptitude. I trade stocks. I know about the 401k. Everything you spoke about, I know about.
Mm-hmm.
But
awesome.
What do you think is going on? What do you think people are fearing? Because we do have access to a lot of resources.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on?
Well, that's an excellent question. What we always say is, number one, it starts with a lack of financial education. So for someone such as yourself, that's a business owner, you know, you have a good financial acumen. I'm sure you took some time to learn some things, and probably through trial and error, you figured some stuff
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
But most people don't take the time to do that. So it's a level of ignorance. And then when you don't know it, not knowing actually causes you to procrastinate to start anything, right? And then you see people, as I said, we've come out of these different bubbles. So you've seen people lose things. So it makes you afraid to take a chance because you barely have anything and you don't want to lose that. So
right.
a lot of times, just because what we've been taught, and I know myself, I was taught to go to school, get a degree, and get a good job. You know, I wasn't taught to open a business. So you just don't know how to do it. You fall back on what you know. So I think
So do you think the school systems, you know, have a responsibility to, you know, we're in the age of the entrepreneur, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look around and unemployment rates, you know, they say they're getting better, but I see a lot of people accepting part-time jobs. Do you think that the schools need to be more active in educating people in entrepreneurship and building their financial acumen so they can come out here and be entrepreneurs if they're capable of being. It's not for everyone. You know, you have
right.
to have a personal, a certain mindset to be an entrepreneur. But
absolutely.
For those that can do it, I think the school system needs to incorporate some of that into their program, starting at probably even the high school level.
That's what we've been talking about, sister, for
the
last,
beginning of the show.
Yes,
yeah.
Several months, exactly. And one
yes,
of the,
yes, the, I'm self-taught, and I've been
yes.
myself since high school. So
yeah,
you know, when I
yeah.
got my first credit card and learning about interest,
right,
APR. So I think the school needs to take some of that responsibility.
It's well,
preparing everybody to work for employers and learn how to, you know, employ themselves.
And I mean, I think your thought is right on point. The thing is, if we wait for the school system to do it, it'll never happen. We always say that it's not by accident that this information is not in the school system. It's not
right.
by accident. So
mm-hmm.
that's something that we had to do. We have to take responsibility for that. And that's one thing that our company has done. And we now have financial literacy across the different schools in the country. And one of the things that we have put a call out to is for people that know school bodies or youth from the ages of 8 to 18. We actually have a money management program to assist with that. And we actually give funding to that for the cause. Since I think, if I'm not mistaken, you said you're just listening for the first time today.
Yeah.
Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you probably aren't aware then that we just gave $2,000 to the fifth grade class in one of the Baltimore County public schools. because their 125th graders went through our money management program. So we have to take basically control and do something about it, because it's not by accident that this information is not in the public school system. Yes, we can open up our own schools and do that, but we got to start from somewhere. I mean, opening up our own schools takes capital. So we've started the charter school system and different things. You know, I know that D.C. has a lot of charter schools, and I know Baltimore has the whole charter thing going on. But still, it still answers to a public system, believe it or not. Okay. So, again, the private schools, it's really about funding. And that's kind of what we're talking about now. It's Black Wall Street, is money talks. Mm-hmm. So
exactly.
Well, we want to pull. Did you leave your information, sister?
Oh, I sure did. That's
awesome.
Great.
We're going to reach out.
I'm into this stuff, and we employ a lot of youth from the community. And again, like,
awesome.
Myself and my husband own the land in Cush. We employ a lot of youth from the community, and that's one of the things that I talk to them about is, you know, learning how to save, because we spend, you know, by the time they get their paycheck, nobody has any money.
There you go.
You got to get into that habit of saving. You know, they look at me and they want to learn how to invest. Well, learn to save first.
Thank you.
I talk to you about investing.
Got
to
have something to invest.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
Keep listening, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely.
And we are going to take it to break, but when we come back, we are going to pick up on Black Wall Street, but we're also going to pick up why certain things aren't taught in schools. So you are on with Leonette and Monica,
Partners in Shine.
And you are back on with Leonette and Monica, Partners in Shine. And we are having a wonderful conversation about taking control.
Yes.
So as I said, we're going to wake you guys up. Whether or not you choose to stay awake is up to you. But you can't ever say you didn't know.
That's right.
So our last listener actually brought up some great points. And one of the questions she asks is about, you know, it being taught in the school system. And, you know, we always say that the school will teach you things that they feel like you need to know. Right. So when I was growing up, they called it reading, writing and arithmetic. Right.
Mm-hmm.
However, you learned geometry. Mm-hmm. We'll say this. You learned geometry. But mm-hmm. when was the last time you actively used it? You consciously used geometry. But no one ever taught you how to balance. As she said, learn to save your money. And then I'll talk to you about investing.
Right.
Who taught you how to do that?
Exactly.
But that's a tool you need every single day in your adult life, is how to balance that the sheet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
The income and the outgoing.
That's right.
And in a sock a little bit away. So some time ago, Monica and I had gone down to Virginia, and we stopped at the University of Virginia. We went to the bookstore, and this book caught our eye. It's called Conspiracy of the Rich,
mm-hmm.
By Robert Kiyosaki. And one of the things that it spoke about was the school system.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point in the early 1900s, the school system actually changed from being a teaching tool about life to being a tool to generate employees. So you condition and train people how to work for someone else. So that, in fact, is why certain things are not taught in the school system. Because why would we want you to be independent, critical thinkers? Then you might start asking us about what we're doing. Ain't nobody got time for that. We need you guys to do what we say.
More people out on the golf course or wherever.
We don't need the golf course to be crowded. We need the bullpen at the office to be crowded.
That's it.
We need the
40 hours a week.
we need a line standing around a corner to be crowded for people trying to get a job. That's
right.
What we need crowded. Okay?
Exactly.
So that, in fact, is why certain things are not taught in school, which is why, again, we need to take control and make sure that the people who are near and dear to us know the game.
That's right.
So we are giving you guys access to understand this is the game and this is how it's run. Okay. So I'm going to go to the phone line because we have had a listener waiting patiently. Good morning.
Welcome.
Blessings. Good morning. It's a pleasure to get a chance to be on the air with y'all queens. I just come with a solution. I heard that y'all wanted some type of entry inside of the school systems, which my name is Davon Nevadon. I'm outreach coordinator for Out for Justice, which is an ex-offender led organization in Baltimore. What we do is we're affiliated with another organization called One More, One Less, where we go in on every Wednesdays to the schools, which is Connections, right by Armand Darman, every Wednesday. And we teach empowerment through collateral damage of the things that these kids are facing, as well as, of course, asking each and every kid which way do they want to go in reference to entrepreneurship. But we try to the best of our ability to either find a resource or some of the resources are in our society, and we just work from there. We do not work with the helping hand mentality. We don't give out fish. We try to teach them fish on their own. Along with our homeless, when we take them down to the homeless, sometimes they have to see where they might be if they don't take on some actions. And we empower the homeless, too. We don't just feed them either. We empower them with certain, you know, fishing actions. But again, I just called to give my services. My name is Mr. Nevadon. You can reach our ED, which is Ms. Diamond Tate Brown, at 443-422-8884 if you are interested at all and entering into these schools and fight the real war, because that's the real war. I like the front lines. So I like to go all up in your house and all up in there. They're my kids. Are 22 and 21, but I got 80,000 other kids in Baltimore.
Exactly.
That's right, so, Davon.
You know, so you can't tell me at 40 years old, yep, I had them at 16 and did all the ways, but they went through college. So you can't tell me through experience what to do with my kids, all 80,000 of them. So when you involve them and ask them where they might want to go, some of these kids say some of the things you have never heard. You're like, you haven't heard some of the professions that come out of some of these kids' mouths that you got to go look it up yourself.
Exactly.
Yes. What did he just say he want to be? Because we so lost. But what do we do just because he doesn't want to back the ball, or just because she don't want to dance and hip-hop dance, and she might want to do ballet, or she might want to do gymnastics that is not in the Baltimore area? You shut her down and tell her that we can't do that and she can't do nothing. But you won't bring it to my society that maybe we can go wash some cars and get her where she needs to be.
That's
the community, you know. The community is always called communication / unity. But if you want unity without communication, it's not going to work. I'm glad y'all gave me that. It is a blessing to have women such as yourself. We would love for y'all to come into the schools to let our women know that the world moves at the foot of the woman. Please let the man stand back. For once, we can empower our women. Then these guys will see what women are, and their actions will fall into place, and it'll be a beautiful world. So we're going to start this with empowerment, not conviction. If you can't call into the air for help, don't call out here for conviction. We come in to bring some help. And again, I thank y'all for these airways. I thank y'all for the time. And again, we'll be at Connections every Wednesday. Again, like you said, there should be a line out there waiting to come.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you leave your information with our board up, Davon?
Yes. You know I did. I'm on deck.
That's it, brother.
You can even come here, Mr. Nevadon, every Sunday on 10:10 with Mr. Bay every evening from 2 to 4 on Sunday. So I'm on the front line in the press. I'm in y'all office. So, and I don't have a job. But guess what? If you do what you're supposed to do, God will make sure you get the food. So get out
there. Amen, brother. Amen.
I have no job. Ex-offender. Been home 18 years. Got a record ragged than the average rag in the corner, and I'm on the line. Please come out the house like the lady. God is good, but like I said, he ain't good unless you show some work. Thank you.
Boom. Thank you, Davon. We're going to talk to you soon, honey. So listen, I'm going to just tell you something. Because I am a believer in the law of attraction. Okay?
That's it.
And when you put out good energy, truth.
That's right.
Right? That's what you get back. That's why we have the best listeners.
Yes.
Because we keep it 100 and they call us in and they keep it 100.
That's right.
And at the end of the day, that's what's up.
That's it.
Like, you have to get out on the front line. You have to. And we've had callers call up and say, you know, the government needs to do this, or you guys need to go talk to the, we're poor people. We .. Right. You, first of all, you don't know what anybody has ever been through.
Exactly. Never assume.
Exactly. Just because you hear someone sound a certain way, you see someone look a certain way, you don't know what they've been through.
That's your perception.
That's your perception.
Right.
So what we are all about is giving, as Davon said, giving them the pole to learn how to fish.
Bam.
Because if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. If you teach him to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. And he'll get to feed his friends.
That's right. That's it. Hallelujah.
So, yes, I love it. Thank you so much for calling in. This is so real because, again, we have been accustomed to having jobs,
right,
which goes back to giving a man a fish, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
Back in the day, we had to learn to fish.
Right.
And yes, that is what the difference is. As one of our mentors say, you know, you have, when you plant the seed and you nurture it, you know, you got to do a lot to build that tree up, right? You
got
to cultivate for it to, because, you know, trees that we see that are deep and strong and big, there's over 100 years of them growing, right?
To that.
However,
yes.
Because they were built, nurtured, cultivated correctly, they literally give you shade and cover for a lifetime.
A lifetime.
As a matter of fact, you can step off and your children come sit down, they can get some shade too.
Exactly.
So
family, friends.
Let me take it to the phone line. We are on with Lou. Good morning, Lou.
Dutch Village, the best who ever did it. My man Davon ain't lying. He's been out there in the front line. Yo, you already know what time it is. Northbrook, Dutch Village, the man put in work. He ain't lying. I'm telling you, the best whoever can say about what they went through is my man Davon Neverdon. Rest in peace, the man. Shout out to Tavon, the whole nine. Yo, we love you, sir. We're up, DV, ever.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
And I feel so blessed because this is the first time that Davon has called into our show.
Mm-hmm.
So we clearly are doing something right. So
Exactly. Thank
you so much for shouting us out. So,
how about that?
But with that being said, what our last listener, Lou, what he had to say, it is about you going through it. So you go through and you're able to say, this is my experience and I got on the other side of it. So can you.
Exactly.
So can you.
That's right.
So going back to taking control on Wake Up Wednesday, when we get back, we are going to tell you guys how you can take some control. And you can decide before it's all said and done whether you want to stay awake or go back to sleep.
All right.
So you are on with Leonette and Monica,
Partners and Shine.
Hello, and you are back on with Leonette and Monica,
Partners and Shine.
And we are having a phenomenal conversation today.
Absolutely.
About taking control, about ownership, right? Ownership being ownership as far as responsibility, but ownership as far as building something of your own.
Yes.
Right? So I wanted to circle back because I started talking about Black Wall Street.
Yes.
And for people who may not know or be familiar with the details surrounding it, during the oil boom of the 1910, the area of Northeast Oklahoma around Tulsa flourished, including the Greenwood neighborhood, which came to be known as Negro Wall Street, or commonly referred to now as Black Wall Street. The area was home to several prominent Black businessmen, many of them multimillionaires. Greenwood boasted a variety of thriving businesses that were very successful up until the Tulsa race riots. Not only did Black Americans want to contribute to the success of their own shops, but there were also racial segregation laws that prevented them from shopping anywhere other than Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, following the riots, the area was rebuilt and thrived up until the 1960s when desegregation allowed Blacks to shop in areas that were restricted before. So, again, it was awesome because out of necessity, we were able to thrive.
Right.
Unfortunately, because we have been integrated, we decided that we could take our dollars elsewhere and take control of our livelihood elsewhere and start working for other people. And so now we don't have a lot that we own, right? We work for someone else. We build their business.
Yeah.
So, and I get a lot of times people feel like there's security, there's job security, right? What we found though, is that there's no such thing.
That's right.
And so, you know, we always like to ask people who may be interested in something different, a life change, just, you know, charting their own course. Like, wouldn't it be cool if you, in fact, had the benefits and security of corporate America or the workforce, coupled with the unlimited earning potential of entrepreneurship?
Exactly.
That's a great combination, isn't it?
It is. It is. Absolutely.
And where do you get that most of the time?
Most of the time?
All the time? A lot of the time. You actually don't get it anywhere.
I'm trying to think. Like, ding, 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 ding. Nope. Nowhere.
So, again, we feel like the job security, right? And on a job, how do most people earn income on a job?
One way.
Which is they exchange dollars for hours, right? I give you a certain amount of my hours and you give me a certain amount of your dollars.
Yes.
However, what happens when you have no more hours? As a matter of fact, what happens when the company has no more dollars?
How about that? Exactly.
Because we've seen companies go out of business, haven't we? Like we've seen them file bankruptcy, haven't
we? You walk in and it's like, oh, they're closed, shut down without any notice.
People have gotten paychecks that they could not cash because the company had no money in their bank account.
Yeah.
So I say all that to say there's really no such thing as job security.
Exactly.
It's actually job insecurity, because at any given time, you could come in and they could say, no, thank you. You don't have a job, or we don't have one to give you. Exactly. Right. So
real talk.
And then that's the way that you get your check. You trade hours for dollars.
Right.
But consider also, how many ways do they take money out of your check?
Oh, gosh.
Listeners, so, I just want to ask this question. When you get your check every week, every 2 weeks, however often you get it, and you look at that check, how many different ways do they take money out of it?
Lots and lots. Way more than one. Way more than
one. We had a young lady come in and say 32. And we were like, where the heck do you work? I just stay far away from there.
Exactly. 32 different ways.
So that dollar that you've been exchanging, it starts to get real low by the time it gets to your pocket. Everyone's had their hands in it before you get to it.
Before it even gets to
it. And you were the one that worked for it.
Yes. Your time, sweat went into that.
Doesn't that seem a little out of balance?
Seem? It is out of balance. Okay, off balance, out of balance, no balance.
No balance.
Let's just say it.
Okay, let's just keep it real.
It is what it is.
So I want our listeners to think about that. I want them to think about all the different ways that people take money out of that check. Right?
Unplug and think. How many line items do you see?
And if you don't know, check? On your next check, go look at it.
Look at who is FICA. Is that Uncle FICA?
Did you or Aunt FICA? You don't have an aunt named FICA.
How about that?
With that thought, though, I'm going to take it to the phone line. Okay. Because Mark has been holding patiently. Hi, good morning, Mark.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Great. How are you today?
Very good, very good. Very informative information that y'all put out every week.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it. Unfortunately, I can't listen diligently like I like to. But you mentioned a book that you talked about earlier that took our educational system from from owning a company to working for a company. Can you repeat the title of the book? And make sure you clearly state your website again.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. We will. And thank you for listening, and thank
appreciate
you for calling.
Your call.
So the book that Mark is talking about is called Conspiracy of the Rich. And it is by Robert Kiyosaki. And I don't know if you guys are familiar, but he's the author of the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series. And in this book, Mr. Kiyosaki, I mean, he talks about many things, yes, but at the literally the first chapter is about education, mm-hmm, the educational system. Because what we know, as Carter G. Woodson said in The Miseducation of the Negro, is once you have a man's mind, you have control of him.
That's right.
So we get children young and mm-hmm, they're in our school system. So as opposed to teaching them how to critically think, how to question everything, because that's in fact how innovation happens, is when you critically think and question, right? We teach them how to give us back what we gave them.
Yes.
Right? Go home and read this book, do this homework, and then I'm going to test you on it.
Regurgitate it back to me without thinking.
And if you can regurgitate it the best,
that's when you got your A+.
Boom. So what we know is that if you can regurgitate it the best, that means that you are actually the easiest for us to train. We're going to put you in our...
As an employee.
Exactly. We're going to give you the job.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So unfortunately...
this is why geometry is just 1 year, 10th grade usually.
For me, geometry was one semester in 10th grade.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't the whole year.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Wow.
One semester. Mm-hmm.
Private school did it 1 year. Oh, okay. Four semesters.
Public school did it a semester.
Wow, that's something to think about. So, here's a sister that called in about the school system, see? Wow.
So it goes back to dollars, though.
Yes,
so
that's what it's
stepping
about.
Back,
that's what it's about.
What the wealthy do is they create foundations that donate money to different programs.
Exactly.
Right? And so the program, in fact, is furthering whatever their intention for it is.
Yes.
Right? So if my intention for it is to create some drug, right, that I want to sell to the populace at some point, I'm going to create a foundation that is going to set up programs that are going to test certain things to create the illness to support my drug.
Exactly. That's it.
So at the end
of the day, with tax deductions, let's add. With tax deductions. Okay? Yes.
So it's all about understanding the game and controlling it. That's the whole point of a lobby dollar, right? A lobbyist, they actually have dollars that they donate to certain politicians to get their views and their concerns listened to and forwarded.
That's it. That's it.
It comes down to the dollar. So we are in Black History Month.
Yes.
And, you know, and a lot of times people like to think that it's about white, black, yellow, yellow, purple. It's about green.
That's it. Green. Because everybody's dollar is the same color. Green. Yes. And Mark asked also before, and hold your thought, I want, because you definitely want to hear that. But he also asked for us to say our website clearly. Mm-hmm. And I know we're coming to the close of our show. Before we head out to Las Vegas, I want to make sure Mark and our other listeners know how to reach us. Actually, you want to go to our website, www.lmmoney.com. That's LMMONEY.com. Or you can text the word LMMONEY to the number 76626. Did I say that slow enough?
Say it again.
Okay. Look, LMMONEY to the number 76626. Or go to our website, lmmoney.com.
Good job.
He's gotten that.
Because a lot of times our listeners will call and say, we were trying to get in touch with you girls, but y'all talk so fast. We couldn't pick that up. So.
Yeah.
It deserves saying twice, I think. And thank you, because that is one of the things that Mark asked, and I want to make sure that anyone that wants to get in contact with us can, even while we're out of town.
That's
so
right.
So with all that being said, because just going to, you know, talking about the workforce, talking about 50 and fired, will I ever be able to retire, job insecurity.
Yes.
The question, because this has been a call of action from us since the beginning of the year, is do you want something different? Do you want to do something about your situation?
That's right. Do you want to control those line items on your paycheck? All those items. All those lines.
Are you ready to really step outside of what may be comfortable to you, but it may not be the best thing for you? So, Leonette and Monica, all we do is offer solutions. And the solution really is taking control. And if you want to learn more about that, give us a call, because we have literally been helping people. We're in Baltimore right now, but we're going to Las Vegas because we've been helping people across the country.
That's right.
To change their life, their financial situation. And honestly, people who want 2015 to look different than 2014 or 2013 or 2012.
That's it.
So with that being said, We look forward to going to Las Vegas and getting some shine.
Sunshine.
And we'll bring a little sunshine back for you guys. I know it's been cold and dreary here, but we'll bring it back next week.
That's right.
And
and we get to bring back the scholarship.
That's right. For our listeners,
yes,
that we
yes.
spoke about so highly.
Yes.
Our company is giving out scholarships this year, $50,000 worth. So
yes.
hopefully some of those people came from the Baltimore.
We hope that we have those names.
Yep, yeah. Area. So
Baltimore.
We will be back next week telling you all about it. And hopefully we impacted some change today. Hopefully you wake up and decide to stay awake. So you're on with Leonette and Monica.
Partners in Shine.